Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Today, a look at Ethiopia's economy.
The important thing is that in the case of Ethiopia, they have had not only a high level of growth 1 year that some countries have for one reason or another, but that they have had sustained high levels of growth.
While growth rates for Ethiopia have averaged around 10% for the last decade, the IMF's latest economic review says low commodity prices and a drought are taking a toll. Julio Escolano is IMF mission chief for Ethiopia and oversaw the writing of the report. What has been driving the economy in Ethiopia?
Until now, I would say the main driver of this growth has been the public sector. In particular, the public investments in infrastructure like electricity, generation and transmission of electricity, logistics infrastructure like roads and railways. By the way, they even built the continent's first metro train system in Addis Ababa. And agriculture, which is about 40% of GDP, but 80% of the population lives in rural areas, so they depend on agriculture. And over the last decade or more, there has been improvements in the use of technology, in the use of fertilizers, the use of seeds, agricultural extension, commercial agriculture.
Is most of the production for export, or is there a large domestic market?
The truth is that still, yes, the main is a large country in surface and in number of people, so they have a large internal market. Exports of goods and services together represent less than 10% of GDP.
And so what do you think are the biggest challenges that the country's economy is facing now?
Well, Ethiopia this year was a very challenging year. It was a year in which Ethiopia was hit by two external shocks. One is the weakness of the global environment that's common to other countries, the falling commodity prices. And the second, very important too, is the drought. There has been in Ethiopia a drought that has been the worst in 30 years, some experts say in 60 years, and that has resulted in a decline in growth during the year due to the impact on agriculture.
And how is the drought affecting their outlook?
The authorities have taken measures in terms of, with help of development partners, to mitigate the impact of the drought in the economy and to mitigate the impact of the drought in future growth. So this drought has had a much lower economic impact than any of the droughts that we have, for which records exist, let's say, in the last decades.
So the drought is not as much of a liability as one might expect?
Well, still, I mean, you have to take into account that about 10 million people have been affected by the drought. So the human cost has been high. There is no question about that. But the impact in terms of the value added produced in the country during the year has been lower than in the past. However, this has resulted in large imports of food.
So they've had to purchase food?
Oh, yes. The grain imports in volume have doubled this year with respect to the past years. And that has resulted in a large current account deficit because the exports, which are still highly dependent on the export of commodities, have had a weak environment in terms of demand, and the price of their exports has fallen significantly, which is coffee, oil seeds, etc., have had large falls in their prices this year. And imports have had to be scaled up. So the result is a second year of a large current account deficit that needs to be addressed now once the drought is over.
So it seems that Ethiopia has been investing heavily in its infrastructure for the past several years.
That's correct.
Is there a concern that that they're spending too much money? I mean, are debt levels a concern right now?
We have discussed with the authorities that the high level of current account deficit at this point and the associated increase in indebtedness is not sustainable over the long term, and that therefore there is an immediate need to address this high external imbalance, both by mobilizing domestic resources,
which means
increasing tax revenue, and that's their own objective, but it needs to be expedited, and by mobilizing the private sector initiative. And that's important because the authorities themselves have put that at the center of their five-year plan that just was published a few months ago. And that's the center of their strategy for the economic strategy for the next 5 years. The improvement in the management, efficiency, transparency, governance of the public sector, and the development of a private sector and the private initiative, the mobilization of private capital domestically, and the attraction of foreign direct investment to facilitate the contribution of the private sector to the development of the economy.
So do you think that these investments that they're making will in fact help them maintain the levels of growth that they've been experiencing?
We think that at this point, temporarily, this investment may have to be reprofiled or temporarily slowed down, particularly those projects that have a high content of imports and borrowing requirements, external borrowing requirements, until the imbalance, external imbalance is addressed. But over the medium term, there is no question that the investments in many areas, including infrastructure and others, are expected to be high return investments.
So what does the slowdown in China mean for Ethiopia?
China is a very important partner of Ethiopia in many areas. Indeed, I mean, a large part of imports come from China, the largest partner. Exports also, although less so. The second role is that China is a major foreign direct investor. The foreign direct investment from China went from zero in 2003 to about $800 million in 2013, 10 years later, right? So that's an important foreign direct investor. And then finally, China has been a major financier or provider of finance to the public sector in Ethiopia. And this includes power generation, water, telecommunications, sugar, railways. So a slowdown in China will certainly be felt in Ethiopia, the Ethiopian economy, yes.
Okay, so based on this most recent economic review, what are your predictions for Ethiopia's economy?
Well, we think that due to the stagnant export revenue and the drought, growth has declined this year to around 6.5%, as our estimate, this year meaning the year that ended in June 2016. For the current year and the future, we are projecting that the growth will pick up to about 7.5% per year, which is what we think is about right in terms of the medium-term trend growth of the economy.
Which is still pretty good.
It is still one of the high-growing countries in the world. The important thing is that in the case of Ethiopia, they have had not only a high level of growth 1 year, that some countries have for one reason or another, but that they have had sustained high levels of growth, which is, in the medium term, is what allows a country to improve in a durable way their level standards of life.
And have they done that? Have the poverty levels gone down in recent years?
Yes, during the last, say, 10 years, a significant reduction in poverty, while at the same time maintaining a very low level of inequality. The Gini coefficient in Ethiopia is 30%, which is very good, not only by African standards, but by international standards at any rate. Now, that said, it's still a very poor country. Current estimates is that the GDP per capita is less than $2 a day. And that is not the average income of the poor, it's the average for the country. So it's still a very poor country that has enormous growth potential and growth needs.
That was Julio Escolano, IMF Mission Chief for Ethiopia. You can read the latest economic review of Ethiopia's economy at imf.org. Hear more IMF podcasts like this one on iTunes or SoundCloud or on your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts.